I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 788. Oh, I remember. Jane and I have been going through old pictures, or at least trying to go through old pictures. And I mean old pictures. Some of the pictures go back to my parents' childhood back in the early 1900s. But the ones that are the hardest to decide what to do with are the ones that involve us, where we were around for those memories. The pictures that are connected to the stories of our lives that we all live together. Memories are important. They can be tools to good mental, emotional, and spiritual health if we treat them well. But don't forget to remember. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others. Memory plays a big part in that. In a digital age, what do you do with old photographs and photo albums? I mean, everything's on the cloud or on thumb drives or stored on computers and phones. When our grandkids want to look at pictures, they don't grab the albums, they grab the phones. But memories are tricky for a lot of reasons. First of all, sometimes we don't really remember correctly. We think we're remembering what happened, but really we're remembering our version based on our feelings at the time. So the memory may not be accurate. Other times we remember precisely, but we are only remembering the bad parts, the negative, the downers. And we can't really remember the grace and the hand of God in the midst of it. And then there are the memories that bless, memories to hang on to in hard times. And that's where I'm going today. In Psalm 42, God's people were in trouble. It was not exciting, it was exile. It was not Disneyland, it was despair. So what do you do then? Well, Psalm 42. Just like a deer that craves streams of water, my whole being craves you, God. My whole being thirsts for God, for the living God. When will I come and see God's face? My tears have been my food both day and night, as people constantly question me, where is your God now? But I remember these things as I bear my soul, how I made my way to the Mighty One's abode, to God's own house, with joyous shouts and thanksgiving songs, a huge crowd celebrating the festival. Why, I asked myself, are you so depressed? Why are you so upset inside? Hope in God. Because I will again give him thanks, my saving presence, and my God. My whole being is depressed. That's why I remember you from the land of Jordan and Hermon and from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your massive waves surge over me. By day the Lord commands his faithful love. By night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. When hard times are hard, we have a tendency not to remember what it was like before this, that it's not always been like this, and that it will not always be this way from now on. The psalmist wasn't trying to downplay the depression or reject the rocky parts. He simply wasn't going to ignore the blessings of the past and the God who gave them and the hope for the future and the God who is still with them. Do you ever get stuck in stinking thinking? If so, let's take a page out of the psalmist playbook. Without minimizing the difficult days, he talks about his tears day and night. Without minimizing that, let's fondly remember the blessed days of the past and the truth that God will give us more of those to come. Paul from prison practiced this spiritual tool. He wrote to the Philippians, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. The old saying is true. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Let's think about what we're thinking about. Here's the great question. What memories from the past bring you the most comfort today? Let's pray this prayer, adapted from a place at God's table. O good and gracious God, creator of earth and of sky, it is you that we find strength. It is in you that we find peace. Forgive us for all the ways in which we fail to remember this. We reach too often and too quickly for things that hurt and destroy. Hateful words and sharp swords, rather than for the things that heal and restore, understanding and listening, patience and compassion. Forgive us, O God, and teach us your ways. You give us beauty in the shimmering light that dances across the pond, and in the giggle of a young child. God of all life, teach us how to hold on to this beauty and to give it to each other. You give us love in the hands that heal our elders with tenderness, and in the passion for living that burns in the hearts of the youth. Give us your peace. May we remember this always. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 789. And in the meantime, I'm not sure what we're going to do with all those pictures, but the fact that Jane and I have put it off is testimony to the importance they hold in the memories that mean so much to us. When you're having a hard time, may God bring you some blessed recollections to your mind that cause you to say, "Oh, I remember."